1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And of course, it was a very happy day if you're an England fan after Gareth Southgate's Three Lions beat the Czech Republic at Wembley. It's not a good day if you're a Scottish fan after they failed to beat Croatia at Hampden Park and are now out of the Euros. Here's how it all sounded across the TalkSport network, starting at Wembley.
Faced up by two, chips it in towards the far post and it's headed in. What a start from England. A goal up inside 11 minutes and Raheem Sterling does it again.
Once Kane got on the ball, supplied Grealish out wide and a deft little chip to the far post was fantastic. And arguably one of the smallest players on the pitch in at the far post for his second goal, Sterling.
England, unspectacular but effective. They've got the job done tonight, beating the Czechs by a goal to nil. Roll on the round of 16.
I don't think we started the second half well. And then I think we had some players that tired. We also wanted to get Raheem off. Jack is still getting to full fitness. And then there is an element of managing the game, because we felt that to go with a three in midfield would be a balance that would stop them being able to play through us quite so easily.
After the game, this was the take of the special one, Jose Mourinho.
They showed, my opinion, two different versions. The first one was the version where the team had great mobility in attack, great creativity.
Trying to find Grealish, wins the seconds. Sure forward for Sterling. Sterling lobs it over the goalkeeper and it's hit the post.
And then in the second half, they were a team of positional play and control, which are qualities that you are going to need going forward to the knockout stage. People is not over the moon, probably in their camp, in their meeting rooms. Probably they are happy.
Ball played in just past him, and Saka has had an excellent night, showing his good awareness there, dropping right back inside his own penalty area.
We had a really good feeling about Bukayo since the first day he has trained with us in this period. Well, he's a totally reliable player. For a young player, it's exceptional quality. But I thought today his ability to receive under pressure was really important to get us through the thirds of the pitch. And, you know, I thought Bukayo really was a standout performance.
Grealish needs Saka to play with him, to create triangles with him. Saka is clever. Arsenal is a team that likes to play that way. I truly believe in Saka because I think he's a very good boy.
Saka was the best player on the pitch for me.
I thought
he was excellent. And he's put himself in a nice position. And it gives Gareth a nice problem.
And here's the former England centre-back, centre-half, Sol Campbell.
It was a perfect performance, you know. I think Harry, you know, Maguire coming back in, controlled it, gave a calmness to the back four. And his distribution was fantastic. And pushing forward. You know, I like that when sometimes the centre-halves push forward and kind of create space.
You certainly looked comfortable out there. You and John Stones together, another clean sheet. And then you got to partner Tyrone Mings as well. How important is that in tournament football to get both of those partnerships comfortable?
Just the squad depth in tournament football is really big. Obviously, Tyrone stepped in the first two games and done magnificent. So a big credit to him, first and foremost, because in the games where the pressure was on, he he produced two excellent performances in his tournament debut. So, no, big credit to him. And obviously, he's come in and come on for the last 10 minutes and looked assured as well. So, it's important that we've got that squad depth and we have it in attacking areas. So, it's nice to have it at the back as well.
You have to risk, you have to gamble and take an injured player if the player deserves that. And Maguire is one of the players that deserve that. So, they took the risk. He recovered. He was confident. He was stable. As you say, he was intelligent, read the game well, does a good partnership with Stones.
Stones has made a very late run in here to join the contingent, but that was another poor England set-piece delivery. Luke Shaw hitting the first man at the near post.
The only negative thing that I would say is that once more, very, very poor on attacking corners. The service is dramatic bad. Luke Shaw, in my opinion, he played a very good game. Poor on the corner. Calvin Phillips the same, the ball doesn't go over the first man.
And it's Raheem Sterling, just a stone's throw from where he was brought up, underlining his status.
It's great. It's a tournament that's, you know, quite special because, you know, if you mature at our games are going to be here at Wembley. But yeah, we've got to try and use that to our advantage as much as possible. We're here back at Wembley and hopefully the fans can get right behind us and create history, man.
If I think I know the team now, it would be the back five that started.
I'd agree with that.
Alongside with Rice and
Henderson.
And I know, I think Calvin Phillips.
Oh, no, I don't.
I think he'll go with what he's gone.
Okay.
I think Kane starts up top. Sterling starts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And there's a 10 position up for grabs, which Grealish might get. And then probably Foden.
France against Portugal being a draw and Germany beating Hungary is eminently possible. In that case, it would be France that would finish second. Chances are it's probably going to be Germany finishing second, but any of those four teams could end up here next week against England.
When I was trying to imagine England playing against Germany and I was thinking, maybe they match the same system and they go with three in the back. I'm saying this because they did it. England did it before. The tactical level of the team is high. And I think they are going to be ready to cope with what modern football is. And in modern football, you have to be ready to adapt to different situations.
Well, England have only got through the group stage of one major tournament in their history without conceding a goal. That was the 1966 World Cup.
Oh, Jim, I love your stats, my friend. You've made me feel nice and warm glow about myself now. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk
500 more to beat a man. Luka Modric with one swing of that right foot. 17 minutes gone in the second half. It's a super finish. And Scotland have that sinking feeling once more.
We created chances again, Jim. There's disappointment there, you know, there's what ifs. Goals changes matches. There's disappointment, but like you say, the fans, the reception the players got, we're very proud of what they've achieved. But we don't want to just be here making the numbers up.
Scotland's tournament has been decided about how they defended in the first game against the Czech Republic with the cross, and they just haven't been able to finish chances. They've had one or two half chances. McGinn had one at a crucial stage.
After 23 years without being present at a major tournament, their long, agonising wait for a place in the knockout stages continues. It finishes at Hampden Park. Scotland 1, Croatia 3.
The way we got there after 23 years, we've got a lot to be happy about. The way we approached the tournament, we tried to compete, we tried to play as well as we could, and unfortunately not quite good enough to get out the group stage and get to the knockout round.
Me being captain of these boys has been hugely, you know, pride for me, you know, really emotional at times, and you know, being able to be captain of this country has been emotional as well. Seeing the country get right behind these boys, so many strips, so many flags, so many people shouting our names and everything, it's been emotional, and we want that to continue. We want that to carry on through, you know, through the good times and the bad. And I hope that can continue, because I can tell you it's gave the boys a massive lift. It certainly gave us such a good feeling, and if that continues, then, you know, I think we'll be stronger for it.
Commiserations, Archie.
So it's our own fault. We're absolutely awful. I'll tell you something, guys. To lose two games at Hampden Park is disgraceful. All I'm looking forward to now is Germany beating England. That's all.
I bet you are, Archie. Yeah, that won't be happening.
Well,
though,
you can't blame them, you know.
No, I've got no problem with that. You know. And for no particular reason, this is Jamie O'Hara doing the John Barnes rap.
You've got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. Okay. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. What? They'll always hit you and hurt you. Defend and attack. There's only one way to beat them. Get round the back. Catch me if you can, because I'm the England man. And what you're looking at is the master plan. We ain't no hooligans. This ain't a football song. Three lions on my chest. You know we can't go wrong.
Playing for England.
England!
Wow, Jamie O'Hara. Listen, majestic featuring Jamie O'Hara. It's the next single after Rasputin.
Now, Portugal play France tonight in a crucial game in Group F over on TalkSport. On Breakfast, our very own Portuguese Jose Mourinho had this to say about fellow countryman Bruno Fernandes, claiming he's barely turned up so far at the Euros.
I hope he turns up against France because he's a player with an incredible potential and he can pass, he can score, he can get penalties, he can score penalties, he can score free kicks. He has a lot to give, but the reality is that in these two matches, he was not there. And Portugal has three fantastic attacking players, Bernardo Silva, Cristiano, Jota. They are three very good players. We need that connection. Until now, Bruno is not playing.
Taps in by Ronaldo, the flag stays down. And Ronaldo puts Portugal ahead.
Physically, he's very fit, of course. He changed his game. He's not, of course, the winger anymore. He's very clever in the way he manages his game and his energy. He's a finisher. He has two chances to score one or two goals. And, of course, he's still very, very fit to use his power like in the first goal. So, still a very important player for us.
Now, Harry Kane insisted he has not been distracted by the focus on his desire to leave Spurs this summer. Watford skipper Troy Deeney, who joined the White and Jordan show, said there's no reason why any potential move should affect him.
He should be carefree now, because all the responsibilities of being a human being is financially look after your family. That's what everyone wants to do financially. He's either going to get paid a huge amount of money from Spurs and a five-year deal, and he'll be a legend forevermore. Break all the records and it's his home. Or he'll go to City, win things, and then he'll be a Premier League superstar, and then we can start talking about is he as good as Alan Shearer, Thierry Henry, all of these different people. Moving from London to Manchester, it is stressful, but it's stressful for the missus, stressful for the moving company. It ain't stressful for the player picking a house, I promise you that. He's moving to Cheshire probably, £6-8 million house. He's choosing, does he want a swimming pool or does he want a gym and a swimming pool? Because this is the biggest move of the English transfer market. This is not happening overnight. This is going to be done mid-August, if they're lucky.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to thwack that subscribe button. Smash it with a hammer. I don't care if you break your PC or your Apple. I don't care. As long as the subscribe button has been hit. Now, before I go, let me tell you about live football are coming your way across the TalkSport network later on today at 5 p.m. You can hear Slovakia against Spain on TalkSport. Or at the same time, you can hear Sweden against Poland on TalkSport 2. And at 8 p.m. again, you have the choice of two games. Two biggies, actually. Portugal take on France. And at the same time on TalkSport 2, Germany take on Hungary. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcasty things out first thing in the morning. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday, alongside the fun boy from 10 p.m. tonight. So make sure you join me for that. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.